says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
I can plow a field all day.
This is the Trump phenomenon on March 15th. The Ides of March 2024, coming to you from northern North Dakota here, James Kelso, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always call in the show at 512-248-8252. And it's live, of course. So thank you for joining us. Another great day in the in the final battle. Trump is winning bigly, and so we'll talk about that. We'll go to truthsocial.com, which is the best place to go to for an update. Looking at, you know, it's just a masterful performance every day on truthsocial.com. Donald Trump is maximizing. He is a master of communication. And he's perfecting what he's doing on truthsocial.com. It's an audio-visual cavalcade of great, persuasive presentation. So we'll share some of that with you tonight. There's so much, it's hard to pick. Let's start with one. Unfortunately, this one, you won't be able to see the visual, which is really good, but you'll hear the audio. This is a video that the president released today. Let me ask you out there in the audience, how many videos have you made in your life? Donald Trump makes more in a day or a week than I've made in my life, and I'm a videographer, and I've made a lot of videos. This man is I don't know, what could we call him? A phenomenon? So he's making multiple videos every day. Boy, I'll tell you, I wish I had shirts as sharp as Donald Trump's. I mean, those are white collars on those shirts. I wonder what each of those shirts costs. He probably wears them one time. I have no idea, but I mean, gee, what a look. All right, so here he is in that incredible white collar and a blue tie with a white stripe on it. Here it is. Let's see, I don't know how persuasive this audio is going to be. Let's try it. Here you go.
Angola. Millions of illegal border crossers have entered the country unlawfully.
Cameroon.
Colombia.
They're coming by the thousands. Nobody could afford this, and even morally, it's so wrong.
Venezuela.
Now, this is so well done. You're missing the graphic here, which is just shots of these swarms of people that, I mean, if you saw these people on the other side of on your side of the street, you'd cross the street. If it were dark, you'd run. Swarming into this country. Unsavory doesn't describe it. But these wonderful images. And then, listen.
You're not smart enough to know who I am, but soon you're going to know who I am.
We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty.
Yeah.
the video that he's interspersing here are videos that most of you have seen. Videos of police being beaten by these illegals, of old people being beaten, murdered, women being knocked down, beaten, murdered on the streets of America. It's turning into a mayhem zoo. And this video portrays that beautifully.
They recognize the fact that Joe Biden is more favorable president for immigrants. Biden! Biden!
Biden! Now, here's a huge crowd of thousands of illegals. Again, unsavory, hardly describes it. And they're chanting and waving their fists, Biden, Biden.
Trump or Biden?
Biden, of course.
Okay, the audio wasn't so, that wasn't that great. That was a visual experience. I shouldn't put visual experiences up on the microphone. Weak. All right. Let's go to something a little more audio friendly here. Here's one over on, I think his lead tonight. This is great. Now this is going to be another one. It's visual. I'm going to offend you twice here. This is a shot inside the Ultimate Fighting Championship, I guess today in Miami or in recent days. And it's Donald Trump making yet another entrance in yet another UFC championship. The place is packed. The crowd is going nuts. The nerve, the strength of this man. He takes a ringside seat, front row, and in this shot, shaking his hand and greeting him as he comes down through this huge crowd of people, security guy, a lot of security guys around him, but not enough. Dan Bongino, I see John Bongino there. I see David Portnoy there of Ultimate Barstool. Ivanka Trump is there. I think it's Jared Kushner. They're with her. And must be. Couldn't be somebody else, could it? Other names, other just the who's who are there with Donald Trump. Now listen to the crowd. Here he is as he makes his entrance. The crowd's going nuts. Donald Trump walking in, I think looks like he's in an orange tie. And he's done this so many times now. Here they come. Here's the security team. I wouldn't want to be on that security team. Wow. Can't put enough guys in front of him, behind him, and to either side. There's a lady on a security team. Boy, she's eagle-eyed. These lucky people. There he's shaking hands and giving a hug to David Portnoy, Ivanka, Jared. What a master of communication. And he's doing this in New York, in Miami, all over the country. All right, so let's go to another one. Let me try to get you an audio experience here. Here's a post that the president put up 5 hours ago. The Fannie Willis lover. Now, by the way, the news on the lawfare front is wonderful today. And, of course, the Joe Scarboroughs of the world, their heads are bursting. The Mika Brzezinskis of the world are dry heaving in their mouth with what's happening to their failed lawfare against Donald Trump. I mean, it's all imploding. It's all a dumpster fire. Big Fanny is a dumpster fire in Atlanta. Letitia Peekaboo James, dumpster fire in New York. Jack Smith in Florida, coming apart. It's great. A couple of things have happened. Number one, their cases are so – of course, there's no case. But they're not even going to make it into a trial by election day, November 5th. Doesn't look like they will even be able to get – they're going to try as hard as they can, rush as hard as they can. But good luck. So, and if you don't get their trial going by the time Donald Trump gets elected, do you have a slight problem there? Is there, folks, can you see any problem here if the man who's been elected president of the United States, if you're now a judge or a punk jury or a punk judge, corrupt both, are you going to convict the president of the United States of some made-up, phony, lying violation that has never been applied ever in history to anyone else, but you're going to take out the elected president of the United States? There's a limit to stupid. All right, let's the big Fanny, I call her, but the Fanny Willis lover, Mr. Nathan Wade Esquire, he's a make-believe lawyer, has just resigned in disgrace as per his and her reading of the judge's order today. Now, the judge in this, McAfee, what a weenie, what a coward. Anyway, he gave, oh, and get this, guess how corrupt this whole thing is. He is an elected judge in the same district as Big Fanny. And Big Fanny controls the political machine in that electoral district. And McAfee's such a coward that he doesn't dare take Big Fanny off of her case, which is patently corrupt, completely a fraud. He doesn't have the balls to take her off the case. And that's not that big of action, actually, to take someone, to rule somebody is not suitable to proceed with a case. You know, no skin off her nose. There's no monetary fine. You know, he doesn't have the balls to do it because he's up for election against a Democrat opponent that Big Fanny will support. And so McAfee's out of his job. What a coward. Anyway, it's all going to get resolved because the worse these judges, these juries, these prosecutors, the worse they are, the worse it's going to boomerang, bigger boomerang. And it's going to be rectified in the end. So don't worry, folks. Jack Smith will be rectified. So will Letitia James. So will Big Fanny. Okay, let's go to another post of the president here. Okay, this is interesting. Of course, the president puts up polls like nobody else. I like the phrase he uses that constantly. He says, like never before. That's a Trumpism. If something is really extraordinary, he says, like never before. That's nice. So like never before, listen to these poll numbers. They're getting more pronounced. It's a laugher. Here is a poll. The Michigan general election, the Quinnipiac. That's quite prestigious. The Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac is a college somewhere in New England. The Quinnipiac poll showing Trump ahead of Biden nationally, 48-45. Huge, huge margin. It gets worse when you put you put Robert F. Kennedy into the poll, Jill Stein and Cornel West. And they will be in the election, all three of those. So they will. To be real, you have to put them into the poll. Well, RFK Jr. Gets 10% if you put him in. But where does he take, from whom does he take his 10%? Not Donald Trump. Trump goes down 7 points from 48 to 41 in that poll. Biden goes down 9 points. Nine. There's two more points for Trump there. So he was up by three over Biden in a head-to-head. Now he's up by five when you put everybody into the race. RFK Jr. at 10, Jill Stein at 4, and Cornel West at 3. Trump at 41, Biden at 36. That's fabulous. That's a poll of 1,487 registered voters. Now, let's go to the breakout of the detail in the poll. This is fascinating stuff. There's some remarkable numbers in here. Among Republicans in this poll, that 1,500 people, Republicans are voting for Trump 94 to 5 over Biden. 94 to 5. The Democrats are voting for Biden 93 to 5. Now, what's going on here, folks? Are you kidding me? As we were talking last night, the demon rats really are demons, and they really are rats. And logic or truth just bounces off of them. All right. But among independents, Trump is leading 46 to 42. That's huge. That's backbreaking. Among men, Trump is leading 54 to 37. That's, folks, that's lights out. 54 to 37. But now, here's a disappointing number. This really, you know, questioning my faith in humanity. Among women, Biden is leading 53 to 41. Now, I know that no woman in this audience is in that 53%. But to those women who aren't listening to this show, let me tell you something. You got it wrong. 53 to 41, a preference of women. What do you see in Joe Biden? I mean, come on. What do I not know? I'm beyond my days of sex appeal and putting, you know, worrying about my aftershave and or my collars, you know, sharp dressed man. I'm past my ZZ Top days. But what was I getting wrong here? What has Biden got going? Women are going for him? 53 to 41? Please help me. That's scary. That's a scary number. All right. And what's the solution? I don't know. But now here's another scary number. Well, this one's not so scary. This is not scary at all, actually. The contrast between people with a four-year college degree and those with no college degree. Okay. Now, what do you think the breakdown is there? This is really enlightening. Just as women are going for Biden, well, at least a majority, these college jerks are going for Biden too. Biden gets a yes of 58% of them, a no, oh no, excuse me, 58% vote for Biden, the college degree crowd. What percentage of the college degree crowd vote for Trump in this poll? 36. Isn't it interesting what college is doing to people's minds? It's turning their brains into mush. But among those who didn't go to college, who actually work for a living, let's say a lot of them, okay, who actually make the wheels turn, make the trains arrive on time, among that crowd, 59% vote for Trump, 36 vote for Biden. Interesting. The Republican Party, the MAGA Party, is now the party of people who work, who produce something, who earn something in reality. Isn't that interesting? Okay, and then here's some more interesting. You know, on these polls, you rarely see this, the breakout of the... There's a lot in the details. Here's some details. There's a lot in this. another group. What's another group that goes for Biden? We got a big disappointment from the ladies, not in this audience, but the ladies out there, and we got a big disappointment from the college geeks. Now let's go to the pencil necks, the people with the silky soft skin and nice nails and clean shoes. People with leather boots with mud on them, with some calluses. Hey, Trump. Okay, now let's go to the age groups. Here's who let us down here. I'm really just all you fellow oldsters out there. This is my group here. I'm 75. People 65 and older, they like Joe Biden. Are you like Joe Biden? Are you getting senile? 57% of seniors 65 and older are for Biden. Only 38% are for Trump. What's going on with that? What? Okay. Okay, what age group supports Trump? Okay, interesting. 18 to 34, the young people, okay, that according to the propaganda, those are the people, see, these are dynamic younger people. Oh, they're going to go for the Democrat Joe Biden. They're not going to go for Donald Trump. Yes, they go for Donald Trump. 48 to 43, backbreaking margin for Trump. But then among those who really work, that's 18 to 34. 35 to 49, those are hardworking years. And raising kids, you know, when you're 35 to 49, your kids are in school, you're at your toughest workload. You've already been married to your wife for, 10 to 20 years. So you're really, you've got your shoulder to the wheel here, to the they're for Trump, 55, 34 Biden. So it's the 35 to 49s. Another group, hardworking group, the 50s to 64s, they're for Trump, 54 to 43. So every age bracket, young, middle, and getting older, they're for Trump. And then it's these senior idiots who are for Joe Biden. All right, okay, I don't know. That's what the numbers say. So go figure. Okay, now let's go to a racial breakdown. Let's see, what have I got here? Okay, now this is interesting. I'm seeing this with my eyes for the first time. So, and it pops right off the page at me. Okay, among white people, how does the vote break down? Among white men, white men are for Trump, 55, 39 Biden. Incredible. Okay, among white women, now here for the white gals, tip of the hat to you ladies, you are for Trump, 49 to 46. White women support Donald Trump. Hear, hear. Bravo. Among whites in general, just white people, 52% of you support Trump and 43% of you support Joe Biden. Now, here's a devastating number, and this spells doom for the Democrats if this number is a good forecast of what's going to happen. Among blacks, Joe Biden draws 68% of the vote. You go, whoa, he's getting a lot of votes. Nope. You don't know what that number means, folks. Donald Trump is getting 19%. Oh, yeah, a little, what a poor showing. Biden's wiping him out among blacks, 68 to 19. Now, you misread that, ladies and gentlemen. Not you, not this audience. But others will misread that. Donald Trump is destroying the Democrats among blacks because former Republicans, the rhino type like John McCain or Mitt Romney or George Bush number one or George Bush number two, these pieces of garbage phonies, they would get, what kind of percentage did they get among blacks? 5%? I mean, it was like close to zero. And the black vote for them was, you know, around 90%, above 80. Well, you can't lose that many votes and win a Democrat who gives up 19% of the black vote to Donald Trump is a dead duck. So isn't that interesting? That's what's going on, folks. It's in the numbers. All right, let me go over to my screen here. And all right, I'm looking at my screen. All righty. So if you want to message me, you can do that at area code 512. That's deep in the heart of Texas, Round Rock, Texas, to be sure. 248-8252. You know, one of these nights I'm going to say all those numbers in a jumble and they're going to be wrong. Just, you know, you've all got the right number carved with your penknife into your desktop there. And so it doesn't matter. Just use that number. And let's go back to what the president's doing here. Okay, here's a nice one to lift your spirits tonight. This is an uplifting show this evening. The headline here, where's the article? That's set to, okay, it's way down here. All right. This is by Reed Cooper, a story he wrote yesterday. Trump is more fit and healthy than ever before, despite media lies. He writes this way, a phony doctored photo of 45th President Donald Trump has been making the rounds on the internet since 2017 and has even been fact-checked and determined false by left-leaning snopes. The mainstream media, such as the New Yorker, have legitimized the doctored photo by spreading false rumors and claims about President Trump's physique and health for years. Despite what the leftist media wants you to believe, President Trump is more fit and healthy than ever before. Now, this is interesting. President Trump reacted to the phony photo on his top-rated social media platform, TruthSocial.com, in February, writing, quote, the fake news used artificial intelligence, AI, to create the picture on the top left. These are despicable people. But everyone knows that. The other pictures are me hitting golf balls today to show the difference. Sadly, in our country, fake news is all you get. And this is true. Donald Trump, folks, is in great shape. He hits a golf ball a mile, and it's straight and true. He's an athlete. Going back to the article, according to a November letter from President Trump's personal physician, Dr. Bruce Ehrenwald, Trump is in, quote, excellent health. I have been President Donald J. Trump's personal physician since 2021. During this time, I have conducted several comprehensive examinations, the most recent being September 13th, 2023, and have supervised specialist consultations along with ancillary testing for screening and preventative health maintenance, unquote. That's a November 20th, 2023 letter, quite recent. He says, this is Dr. Ehrenwald, quote, I am pleased to report that President Trump's overall health is excellent. His physical exams were well within the normal range, and his cognitive exams were exceptional. In addition, his most recent extensive laboratory analysis remains well within normal limits and was even more favorable than prior testing in some of the most significant parameters, most likely secondary to weight reduction. We'll talk about weight reduction right after this break. Stay tuned. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Xtendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of
kicking cans. To call my name.
Cause daddy's name
wasn't Willie Woodrow. I wasn't born. White boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, here we're back here. Oh, never did find that wealthy woman. And here we are in the Trump Phenomenon radio show, and we're enjoying a letter written by a doctor who's been examining Donald Trump extensively since 2021. And he's agreeing with the prior doctor, Dr. Jackson of Texas, who was once an admiral, always an admiral. You a Navy admiral, and he was the White House doctor for Obama and Bush. And he thought Donald Trump was the most healthy president he'd ever seen. He was in perfect health. He was incredible. That was now U.S. Congressman from Texas, Jackson. Here's this doctor, Aaron Wald, says, I am pleased to report that President Trump's overall health is excellent. His physical exams. Oh, let's see. I read that to you already. This part here. This is where we were. And this is all. It was all more favorable than his prior testing. So he's getting better. He's getting healthier. He's getting younger in some of the most significant parameters. And then here he says this. Focus on this. Most likely secondary to weight reduction. Okay, that's a professional way of making a fancy statement. He's losing weight. most likely secondary to weight reduction. So when he dropped some pounds, and of course all of his health parameters improved, which we all know is what happens when you drop that blubber. And he did. Not that he had much blubber, but he lost weight. The doctor continues, cardiovascular studies are all normal. Cancer screening tests are all negative. President Trump has reduced his weight through an improved diet and continued daily physical activity while maintaining a rigorous schedule. You think? It is my opinion, writes the doctor, that President Trump is currently in excellent health, and with his continued interest in preventative health monitoring and maintenance, he will continue to enjoy a healthy, active lifestyle for years to come. Unquote. Whoo! All right, isn't that fun, folks? Isn't that great? In contrast to Joe Biden, Robert Herr, and I just found out today, this is a piece of garbage, special counsel who was detailed by Merrick Garland, picked by Merrick Garland to investigate Joe Biden. And this guy, this demon rat. Oh, and where did Robert Herr come from to come into Merrick Garland's orbit? Robert Herr was the number two in command to, who was he? I've forgotten. One of my favorite guys. Remember Rodney the Rat? Rodentstein? That's what I used to call him. Rod Rosenstein. And I just couldn't resist calling him because he looks like a rodent. Whatever happened to him? Ben Herr, Robert Herr was the number two beneath Rodney Rodentstein. Now, that's all you need to know. And of course, he was complicit in all of the criminality of Rodentstein. But even this guy, Robert Herr, said this in his final report on Benjamin Joe Biden. He is an elderly man with a poor memory. Oh, my gosh. President Trump has called on President Biden to take a cognitive test numerous times. He says, crooked Joe Biden must take a cognitive test. Maybe that way we could be able to find out why he makes such terrible decisions. I took two of them and aced them both. No mistakes. Got every question right. All presidents or people wanting to become president should mandatorily take this test. I like that. Donald Trump. And now here's that picture he referred to, that the fake news media, the lying turds that constitute the American media. I mean, these are, you know, and only Donald Trump had the balls to call it this way. I'm looking at a picture of him hitting a ball down a golf course. He called it fake news media, and then kicking it up a notch, to quote Chef Emeril, he called them the enemy of the people. Isn't that wonderful? I don't think even Ronald Reagan ever called the press the enemy of the people. That is truth. That is what we needed. So here's a picture of that Donald Trump's. He was outraged, of course. It's an AI deteriorated shot. It's a photo of Donald Trump in his backswing with his Trump hat on, his red Make America Great Again hat, and a white golf shirt. And he's in his driver swing. And there's a huge belly on him, hanging out over his pants, bulging out his golf shirt. And it's all fake. And people like the New York Times have run this fake photo. You know, you could call it AI or you could call it a Photoshop. This fake photo as a real representation of Donald Trump. Next to it, Donald Trump has posted three shots of his actual swing in the same cap and the same shirt. And folks, he is fit. He is strong. His swing, professional golfers have commented on his swing and the result. His drives are things of beauty. He is an incredible athlete, an incredible golfer. Has been his entire life, been an incredible athlete. Even in high school and college, he was an incredible athlete. And so these lying SOBs, even when it comes to a photograph, they run a Photoshopped picture of a big belly hanging out over his belt. Ah. It never changes. All right, let's go to the next wonder on Donald Trump's thread here. We got through some of the polling. Here's a Nevada poll, Trump 45 to Biden 40. And by the way, again, you know, patterns matter. We gave you the national general election deal where Donald Trump's margin increased when you throw RFK Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein into the poll, which you must do because they will be on the ballot. And so it's 45 to 40 Trump over Biden, you know, head to head, but they won't be that way. There'll be three other people in there. Trump has a 5 percentage point edge over Biden in Nevada. Well, that's good enough for me. It's huge. But when you throw RFK, West, and Stein in there, his margin goes up from 5 to 7. It goes up 2 whole points. It goes up more than 40% over what it was. Trump is at 40%. Biden, 7 percentage points back at 33. That's game, set, match. Stick a fork in it. RFK Jr. at 11, drawing more votes from Biden than Trump. Cornel West and Jill Stein both doing exactly the same thing. West at 4%, Jill Stein at 2%. So there you go. That's Nevada, a very key swing state. All right, let's see what else we got. And, you know, Donald, I'm just reading this. I'm not bringing this in. Donald Trump's putting it up right in front of our faces. He can read the numbers. He's smart beyond, you know, he's incredibly smart. So he sees these numbers. He saw them and he put them up so that we could appreciate them. He didn't make them up. How about Michigan? Absolutely key state. Okay, with... in a head-to-head, Trump is trouncing Biden 48 to 45. That's over. But in the real election, put in RFK, Stein, and West, Trump's margin grows from 3 to 5. Oh, this is not what Joe Scarborough wanted. This is not what Mika Brzezinski dreams and fantasizes about. This is the exact opposite. This is their nightmare. Trump 41. Biden 5 points back at 36, RFK Jr. at 10, Stein at 4, and West at 3. Those numbers are quite consistent with Nevada. And is it a different poll? Let's see. It is a different poll. Two totally different polls. The Nevada poll was by the group called Noble Predictive, and the Michigan poll is by Quinnipiac. These don't look like made-up numbers. These look real. And remember, in all polling, in all years, everywhere, it has always been true that the right-wing candidate always underpolls their actual performance. Always. If a right-wing candidate always draws more actual votes than polling predicts. Always. So let's see. Here's a breakout here. I don't want to beat you up with these breakouts. Let's see if the pattern that we saw in the age groups. And yeah, here it is. This is a different, completely different poll, I believe. And the let me just see if these numbers are different. Because I don't want to reach you the same breakout. I'll just defer to the first one I read you. How about Pennsylvania? Okay, Trump's beating Biden 47-43 in a head-to-head, 4 points. The Keystone State, you lose Pennsylvania, you lose. You got to win Pennsylvania. By the way, the demon rat communists will probably change the name if we don't stop them this time. We don't stop them. You won't even be talking about Pennsylvania in the future. They'll change the name. They don't like William Penn. William Penn, a white man, a great white man who did so many things. No. We need to get rid of that name. That's no good. So it won't be called Pennsylvania anymore. Maybe it'll be called Transylvania. How about Transylvania? And then when you throw the leaners into the poll, Trump is ahead 52-48. That's a poll of 1,000 registered voters by the Emerson College polling company or group. It's just a cornucopia of incredible results. Let's go down here more. Oh, what are we looking at here? See if I can find another video from the president, this time with more audio from the president. All right, let's go down here. Let's find some. Here's some audio from the president. This is, let me just hit this one.
From all over the world they came.
That's the first sound we heard. From all over the world they came. And I missed that part, so we got that in. Here's a Laura Ingraham show, and she's getting it. She's she's. Oh, I know who we want to hear. Your favorite and mine. Let's go to him. Let's go to him now. Okay, where is he? Oh, talk about rats. Mike Pence. Oh my goodness, we've got enough time to play this. Let's do it. Martha McCallum on Fox is interviewing Mike Pence. And I don't know if you've kept track of Mike Pence. He's dropped out of sight because he's such a zero.
Just my children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. There's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where
Okay, we're back, folks. We're back. We're back. We're roaring back. Now, I want to let's close out here with, or as we close out, let's go to Mike Pence's piece of work. Listen to him, folks. I'll go to the back to the beginning again. This is Mike Pence, I think yesterday, interviewing with Martha McCallum.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Look, I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more...
So all he's saying is he's proud of himself. We already knew that, Mike. I'm incredibly proud of our... See, not Trump's... He's not proud of Trump. He's proud of Mike Pence.
Secure and saw conservative...
He's so proud of our administration. He's not going to endorse the guy who was the administration. You weren't the administration, Mike Pence. You were a zero. But he's incredibly proud of it, but he's not going to endorse Donald Trump. Because what did Donald Trump have to do with that administration? So little. I mean, the ideas were coming from the idea man himself, the man of courage and integrity, the religious man, the holy man, the pious man, Mike.
Conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. That being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues.
Yeah, there are profound differences, Mike. One is you're a dumbass. Another one is your eyes are too close together. Another one is that you are an ungrateful backstabber. I can think of a lot of contrasts between you and Donald Trump.
You said, and not just our difference on my constitutional duties that I exercised on January the 6th. I mean, as I have watched his candidacy unfold, I've seen him walking away from our commitment to confronting the national debt.
Can you believe that piece of lying crap out of the mouth of Mike Pence? Walking away from controlling our debt? This is an establishment politician saying this.
I've seen him starting to shy away from a commitment to the sanctity of human life.
Oh, okay. So he's pro-abortion now, Mike, you piece of garbage.
And this last week is his reversal on getting tough on China.
Oh, yeah. Reversal on getting tough on China. Oh, yeah. I'll bet, Mike Pence, before you ever heard of Donald Trump or before you were ever brought onto the national scene out of whatever hole you were hiding in Indiana, I'm sure you are a real campaigner against the Chinese Communist Party. I'll bet you've got a tremendous record of speeches against involvement with Red China. Oh, yeah, Mike.
And supporting our administration's effort to force a sale of ByteDance TikTok.
Now he's into TikTok. Okay, Mike, you're really onto the key issues here. You're onto TikTok. All right, let's put James in Vancouver. Let's put him on the air. James, are you there?
What a swine. I had to call him and say that. What a swine.
A swine, yeah. And, you know, he like a pig with eyes too close together, his eyes are way too close together. And I think...
Well,
yeah. Go ahead.
Swine. No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah. Let's listen to another.
Absolute. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it started to look like he was a setup. He was a plant put into the Trump administration by the deep state. But let's listen
to
him.
And now he's been told to, you know, turn it around.
Yeah.
He is a midget. He has no mind. He's just like he's like a robot, or he's less than a robot.
You know, one of the things.
Back to you.
Yeah, one of the things I like least about Mike Pence is his cadence. His speech is always. Listen to it. Let's listen to some more. You'll hear the cadence. It's like he's a robot.
I think he did that. Why do you think he had that reversal on that? Before we go, sir.
Well, I can't speculate on it. But what I can tell you is that in each of these cases, Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that
Can you believe that? In everything. It's not just some things.
The conservative agenda.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. The guy who is the founder, the fountainhead, of the MAGA movement is on every issue. He's at odds with the
conservative. He was straying away from, we had to do January 6th because he was straying away, and I was there to make sure that he got.
No, I am so glad. Listen, and this is something that's true. We'll close with this thought. James, and by the way, I so much welcome you, James, into the show. You come in to rescue the show over and over again.
Well,
the audience will agree with you or with me on that. I'm sure what the audience says is when you come into the show, James, they go, "Oh, James is here."
Thank you for that.
Go
ahead.
Mike Pence is. I'm so glad. That, you know, in Trump 2.0, we're finding out, we're separating the men from the boys and the real women from the teeny boppers. And we are finding out who's got guts and who are the real Americans. And so here we are, you know, in Donald Trump 1.0, we didn't know Mike Pence was the jellyfish that he is.
From the get-go, 2016, when I laid eyes on him.
Well, said, see, that's why the audience
stab you in the back, Donald.
That's why the audience is so relieved when you come in here, because you bring a fresh dose of intelligence to the show.
Look, we go back to the 60s. We've seen this. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but now here's what I'm seeing here, and this is what's so refreshing and fun. These people, these rhinos, they're now exposing themselves, and we now are seeing them. So the public is seeing Mike Pence for the turncoat he is, for the rhino that he always has been. And so in Trump 2.0, we're going to get the real Americans, and they're going to get all these people like Mike Pence are going to be swept away, and we'll be rid of them. This is going to be wonderful and refreshing. And of course, they'll keep popping up. You know, they'll keep volunteering. Like Mike Pompeo just recently resurfaced after spending a couple of years trashing Donald Trump. Mike Pompeo said he wants to be part of the Trump administration. Well, hey, Mike, I got news for you. You're out of the club. Got it, Mike? Out of the club. All right. Hey,
I'll get back to you Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Monday. Thanks, James, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great weekend. So long.
Don't stop believing.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.